I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Another ski season's getting underway, and locals are itching to get out on the mountain after a disappointing snow year in most of the state last year.
It started out really well, and then it just was so warm. It was kind of a bummer. You had to hit really high elevations or go elsewhere, and I mean, it was still somewhat of a winter, but there wasn't that stoke level that there usually is. So you had to seek winter. It was all about seeking winter.
Put the mountain bike away, and now it's time to get out the backcountry skis. So I'm just really ready to start exploring the mountains. The same mountains that I ride mountain bikes on, that you can now see the terrain in a very different fashion.
There's a lot of hype around the season so far this season. Last year kind of left everybody hungry for more, and so I think this year's going to be a good year, and everybody's getting kind of geared up for it.
Lost Trail, I would say, probably has the best snow, though. Just the powder is amazing, and just so many different runs. I mean, I don't think I've ever done the same one twice there.
Any season is a good season, basically. We're not going to not get any snow. There'll always be snow to ski on, and so even if we don't always have powder days, any day on the mountain is better than a good day in the office.
That was Sally Henkel, Ryan Swantner, Kevin Watt, and Callie Griffin. Voices gathered by Katie Reardon. Now, Sean Robb reports on how some Montana ski resorts are looking at the year ahead.
This year, a big concern shadowing the upcoming season is the possibility of a Godzilla El Nino, pushing warmer temperatures up north. Lost Trail Powder Mountain sets a mark for 50,000 riders a year. Last year, it hit around 43,000. Co-owner Judy Grasser says the snow for this year is a topic on everyone's mind.
Oh, that's the million-dollar question. Definitely is something that we think about, and you just make adjustments accordingly if it looks like that's going to be an issue.
Big Sky Resort says last season turned out fairly decent for them. PR manager Shelley D'Amico says they aren't too concerned about El Nino.
Historically, through our numbers, when we look at El Nino years, we're almost on par with what our annual snowfall is. La Nina years, we're usually way above that. So we're still looking at a really great ski season.
Whitefish Mountain Resort is coming off a year where they saw a high number of skiers from Alberta, Washington, and California. PR manager Christina Columbus says lower snowfall across the country last year helped them attract out-of-state skiers to Big Mountain.
As far as marketing, or particularly with PR, you know, when your resort is getting snow and you can get the word out that you have snow, then people notice.
Columbus says Whitefish invested $1.2 million in new projects around the mountain this year. Things were more challenging at Discovery Ski Area outside Phillipsburg.
And this last year was the worst February we've ever had and one of our worst Marches. So you know, we're going through kind of this phase where we have to be more reactive. We have to be a lot more flexible to be able to produce a good quality experience when people come up here.
President C.J. Pitcher says after a historically bad 2014, the small amounts of snow have forced them to think of new ways to attract customers. He says Discovery has invested in two new grooming machines to provide a better experience for skiers. Most ski areas around the region say they hope to open the first week of December. I'm Sean Robb, Montana Public Radio News.